number 243.
Open that. What key is that?
F. Remember the valley. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything. He's the fairest of kings.
Welcome everyone this evening. Certainly good to see you.
Amen.
And just thank the Lord for the day that He's given us. And I'm grateful that He's watched over you all this week and going to continue to help you through the following week. We just serve a good God, don't we?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
If I could take a few minutes, I'd like to, I've got some scripture upon my heart I'd like to share with you.
Praise the Lord, I know you did.
John chapter 15.
Praise the Lord.
John chapter 15, we'll begin with verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
Amen.
If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Praise the Lord.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has noticed or not, but I've noticed, seems like lately there's just so much hatred and ill, and you know, people don't care for one another. Compassion's gone.
Bless you, brother.
But I believe a true Christian is going to love.
Amen.
I believe he's going to continue in love.
Yeah.
And that's my prayer, that I would ask you all to pray for me, that I would continue in love. God's love.
Bless your heart.
This love right here. And you know, there's so much you can, there's probably about a month's teaching on this, Brother Buford. about just about the love of God.
Amen.
But I had just a couple of thoughts. And verse 13 said, no greater love that a man hath than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. But did you know, a lot of times you don't actually have to be killed for someone to lay your life down for them?
That's right.
Something that's really important to you, you can put that off and do something to help somebody, and that's the same thing as laying your life aside.
Amen.
And to me, that involves sacrifice. And of course, the greatest sacrifice and greatest love that was ever known on this earth was Christ's love through His Father for us.
Amen.
And the sacrifice that He made on the cross.
Amen.
And I'm going to make a statement. You can't love somebody and not being willing to make some sacrifices for them.
Amen.
I believe it's impossible. If you love them, you're going to be willing to make some sacrifices. I know a woman that's made some sacrifices for me because she loves me.
Amen.
I love her. I'm going to make some sacrifices for her.
Bless your heart, brother.
One other thought, and I'll be done. Lord will be done. And I guess different situations. I don't know what you all go through, what your life's like, but you know, sometimes we go through some hard things and some hard lessons. And it's hard to love somebody that don't want to be loved.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Amen.
It is. It's awful hard to do that. And I had a little thought. I thought about that, and then the Lord said, I thought, yeah, I see what you're saying, Lord. And then He said, wait a minute, we're not done. He said, now don't make it hard on me to love you. See what He's saying? Let's be willing to let God love us too.
Yeah.
We're done. The Lord's done. With me anyway, I'm looking forward to just seeing Him fill my brother tonight. And knowing Him with His Holy Spirit and share God's Word with us. I'm looking forward to that. And we'll go ahead and take some prayer requests.
Appreciate you, buddy. Love you. Appreciate your obedience. Gene's kind of like a minute man. We ought to, if the Lord calls on us to do something, we ought to be ready, oughtn't we? We was there, and they called that meeting at 3 o'clock today and had special prayer for that woman. And we was there. The administrator been asking to be there free to pray. And the individual spoke up and wanted to pray. And it wasn't in a prideful way. They said, are you going to pray or you want me to? And I could tell they wanted to pray or felt the burden to pray. So I said, you go ahead. And they prayed, and she, the other people that was in there, it made a difference in some other people's lives. I could see it on them when they prayed. So whatever the opportunity comes up, don't study about what you're going to say or what you're going to do. The Lord, he'll fill your mouth, won't He, when you get to that place. I mean, I used to, think, what would I say or what would I do if somebody would ask me to pray or go see somebody or something? And I can't ever remember a time that we done that, Buck. And the Lord just give me the words to say and what to say. And a good, it's like medicine, the Bible said. A good word, it's like an unto medicine. It'll help people and give them something to go on and some help and some strength. Has anybody got anything tonight before we read? Turn your Bibles tonight. I want to read, maybe I'll read one verse to start this tonight, but I hope this will be a help and a blessing to you. And Brother Gene got up and he talked about love and the love of God and loving each other. And in doing that, to love people, there has to be something done. I mean, I can tell Lou that I love her. But I have to show her, don't I?
Amen.
I mean, it's just like when you get up of a morning and you get ready to go do whatever you do, you make preparations, don't you? First thing that I usually do is I take a shower and I get dressed and I get ready. I put on my clothes. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about, putting on something. Not a put on, but putting on something. Turn your Bibles over to Isaiah chapter number 52, and I'm going to show you kind of what I'm talking about. This message has been a brewing in me for a few days, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And I hope tonight after the service you'll be able to relate to this. And if you're out there tonight listening and you're lost without God, you need to hear. You need to realize. You need to be born again. You need to be saved by the grace of God. It is a gift, and a gift has to be received. Amen. He gave His life for us. So in turn, we give our life to Him that He can use us to spread the gospel message and to show His love. But in Isaiah chapter number 52, verse 1 says, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion." Church, put your strength on. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. He said, "Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." He said, "For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught. Ye shall be redeemed without money." You may be seated tonight, but notice what we read to you there out of the verse number 1 of this chapter. He begins this chapter by saying, "Awake, awake." I mean, come to this. Pay attention to this. He said, "I want you to wake up." He said, "I want you to put on your strength. I want you to put on your strength, O Zion, O church." And he said, "Shake yourself off from the dust of the ground. Loose yourself from the bonds that's got you bound down." He said, "You've sold yourself for nothing. You've counted yourself unworthy. You've sold yourself as you're nothing." He said, "You're redeemed without money." I mean, it cost our Lord and our Savior His life. I mean, He gave His life for us. But I'm glad tonight to tell you that I didn't have to buy it. I mean, if I would have had to have bought it, I'd been in bad shape. I mean, without money. I mean, I'm glad today that there's something that we can receive as a gift. But when we receive that, we put it on, don't we? I mean, you put something on, and when you put something on, that ought to give you strength, or that ought to give you something to go on. But now turn over to chapter 7 of this book, and I'll show you what I'm talking about, the Lord being my helper. Chapter 7 of Isaiah. The Bible says this right here in the seventh chapter of Isaiah. He's talking to the people that have went up to war against the people of God, and he plainly tells us that no matter who it is, they'll not prevail. But in verse number 2, look at this right here. He said, "And it was told of the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim, and his heart was moved, and the heart of his people as the trees of the wood are moved with wind. So you think about this tonight, guys. I mean, when we put on the strength of God and we come together and knowing that God's Bible tells us that there's no weapon formed against us that will prevail, but we as the people of God have that put on our strength, and I've said it 100 times, be like the tree planted down by the river, and its roots grows deep into the earth, so the storms and the wind won't blow it over when we have storms in our life. But he said we would be like the people of God with the heart like the woods in the woods in the forest. And not only that, he said the trees in the forest, he said we'd be moved by the wind. That you think about how the wind blows the trees in the forest, and we in the house of God, I mean, when the Spirit of God comes in our midst and in our services, it moves us like the trees of the forest. And boy, if you can get the church swaying together with the right movement and the right strength, buddy, we can have something that'll give God honor and praise and glory. But you got to put it on. Amen. Now turn with me over here to the 61st chapter of this book. But before you go there, I want you to put on, I want you to turn to Colossians, to the letter of Colossians here. In the 3rd chapter, remember what I told you there in Isaiah 52:1, awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion. Put on the strength of God. And if we'll receive the strength of God, we'll be like the trees that it's moved by the wind in the forest. I mean, you know, I've seen this. And boy, I see it a lot. You see singers get up, and boy, I can't wait to get the choir back up here. Right? And Charlotte back on the piano. And her husband, Michael, and Chad, the ones come back. But in the choir right here, I can see them singing, a lot of them, they go to sway. You ever seen them do that? I mean, they'll go to sway, and some of them will sway together, and it's just a habit that they do. But boys, if we can get going in the strength of God and put on what I'm going to read to you tonight, it'll make a difference in the house of God, in our homes, and everywhere we go. If we'll put on the strength of God, just like we put it on when we get up of a morning, and be reminded that we need to have the strength of God in our lives, it'll make a difference. Let me show you in Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We come to the house of God, and we come together in the house of God, and when we come to the church, when we come asking for strength and receiving strength, I want you to know when we come and we begin to seek the things of God, through Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. I mean, boys, when you come down to the house of God, we'll have something that's put on. We'll have strength in the songs, strength in the preaching, strength in the fellowship, strength in all that we do, to recognize God and Christ for who they are, knowing that He's in control and seated on the right hand of the Father. Seek those things that are from above. Seek to put on the things of God. And I'm going to show you why. Verse 2, he said, set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And now jump down to verse number 8. He said, but now ye also put, he said, but now shall ye also put off all things, anger, wrath, malice, blaspheme, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed. Notice verse number 8, he said ye also put off all these. Verse number 9, ye put off the old man. But verse number 10 says, and have put on the new man. So if you put off the old man, that we died, the old man died, we've been raised again in the newness of life. That's why I preach it like this. When you get born again, saved by the grace of God, you are a new creature, a new creation in Christ, and the old things are passed away. And behold, awake, awake, put on strength. All things become new. And that's why when you, I preach this and believe this biblically, when you get born again, saved by the grace of God, that's something that happens on the inside. That's why I preach we go down to the river and show God and answer our conscience to God as well, and to a witness before our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones on the bank. Buried in baptism and in the watery grave and raised again in the newness of life. He said, put off all these other things. Put off the old man. And verse number 10 said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Wherever, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God and holy beloved, and holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, love. There's some things, guys, that we've got to put off, we've got to take off, before we can put on the things of God. When you put on the things of God, you'll have strength. When you put on the things of God, you'll have meekness and gentleness and love and kindness and forbearing one another, forgiving one another as Christ forgave us. And above all things, put on charity, which is perfection, which is that we strive to be. You can love without giving, but you can't give without loving. There's some things you got to put off, some things you got to put on. I stood over there and thought about what I just said, but I didn't know how to say it. But I got right up here and God showed me how to say it. See, there's some things in our life that we've got to put on. Now, I ain't talking about being put on. I mean, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to act like I'm somebody that I'm not. But I do want to put on strength. I do want to put on the armor of God. I do want to put on the strength of God. And if we'll put that on, the old will stay away. We put off the old things. We put off malice and envy and strife and anger and all that. And when you put on the things of God, you'll have strength. Now I want you to turn over to my text tonight. In the 61st chapter of Isaiah. And I'm going to show you tonight what we must put on. You know, as I come to church tonight, and I didn't have no intentions of asking Gene to open up. I should have, and I, I would it if you would just go ahead and open up on Wednesday nights. But thing about it is, I mean, I had confidence in him. I mean, I had confidence that he was loaded, that he had something. He had no doubt he had had scripture that he read, and I mean, what it is, he had put on the strength of God before he got here. So when he got here, when he got put on the spot, he wasn't on the spot because he was already ready. When we come down to the house of God with our lost and with our families tuned in feed that thing, Facebook or whatever. When we got the strength of God and we're operating under the strength of God, we'll have something to offer. We'll have love to offer. We'll have joy to offer. We'll have all the attributes of God in our hearts and our lives, realizing that whatever comes our way, if we put on God, put on the strength of God, there ain't nothing can harm us. Why David fought the giant. He said, "You come to me, I was sword and spear and helmet and all that stuff." He said, I didn't come in that. He said, "I put on God." He said, "I put on the strength coming from the God of heaven." Boy, when God's in you and on you, brother, you'll have what you need to put on the whole armor of God and all the things that goes with God. But there's some things you got to put on. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 said, "The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, and the planting of the Lord, and that they might be, and that he might be glorified." Notice this. What did he say to Zion? He said, "Awake Zion, awake Zion, and put on strength." And Paul told the church of Colossians, he said, "Hey, had the old man, put off the old deeds, had the old way, and put on the things of God, and put on the armor, put on what you need, that you might have to be able to be an outreach to the lost. Give them a good word, a good tiding. And them that's bound in prison, sin prison, you'll have strength. You'll have the message to offer them and set them at liberty and that are in bondage." And he goes on to say right here, "to bind up the brokenhearted, open the prison, and to proclaim the year of the Lord, and then comfort all them that mourn, and to tell the church, and to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Turn with me over now to, let me look right quick. I believe it's 50. Hang on a minute. Might be right here. Chapter. Now see, we're putting on. We're putting on things tonight, guys, that the Lord might be able to be a blessing and a help to them that's out there that don't know God. In this same chapter, in the 10th verse, he said, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation." Now listen. God is the one that supplies the garment of salvation.
Amen.
God is the one that supplies us with the garment of salvation. He's the one that clothes us with righteousness. He said he had garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, and as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments, and as a bride adoreth herself with her jewels. He's given us the garment of salvation, and he's covered us up with his love, the robe of righteousness, being in right standing with God, accepting the Lord as our Savior, as the one that died in our place, and we receive that gift of God that covers us. But here in this chapter, in the third verse, he said the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hey guys, tonight there's a lot of heaviness, there's a lot of sadness, there's a lot of sorrow and sickness and death and dying in this world. People looking for something, and God ever help us. Tonight we put off the old man, and we put off the other things, and put on the things of God. And when we put on the things of God, the Bible said wherein we're able to comfort with what we've been comforted with, and the ashes and the sorrows and all that. We as the people of God, we can put on the garment that we'll be able to help somebody. Amen. Listen to this tonight, guys. You can recognize people by the garment that they wear. You can tell if they have accepted the garment of salvation. If they've accepted the garment of salvation, you'll see that they have been wrapped and clothed in the righteousness of God. But also, when it comes to those that are in captivity, and to those that are bound, and to those that are brokenhearted, those that maybe their time to be saved, the acceptable year, now's the day, now's the time. But everybody don't get saved at the same time. But we got to have a garment of praise on. And when we put the garment of praise on to give God honor, praise, and glory, I'll guarantee tonight, beloved, you'll tell if they're wrapped in the garment of salvation, in the robe of righteousness of God. But I'll assure you tonight, guys, when it comes to those that are broken-hearted, when it comes to them that's got the spirit of heaviness on them, it'll take the people of God putting on the garment, have the garment that'll reach them. You got to put it on. You know, I've tried to learn over the years, and been to the casket a lot of years and a lot of times, and God help me not to go up to that individual and say, I know what you're going through. Maybe you have gone through that, but the focus at that point is not you, it's about them. You put the garment of heaviness on with them. I'm saying tonight, guys, there's things in our church and in our heart, in our life, in our services, and our worship, and when we put it on, and when we're robed with the righteousness of God, when the garment of heaviness is needed, you'll have to put it on. You see what I'm saying? Amen. You know, you recognize people in the Old Bible as well as the New Testament. Those that were loaded down with grief and sorrow, they would mount themselves with sackcloth and ashes. They've got the ashes, their garment, they're wrapped in ashes, they're wrapped in sackcloth that represents sadness and heaviness. But we as the people of God, there's a time and a season for everything. You might be on the mountain, but I might be in the valley. You might just experience a great thing in your life. I might be going through one of the hardest things in my life. But by the grace of God tonight, time, guys, that we can put on strength and we can operate in a way that people will know what we're wrapped in. Wrapped in the love of God, and above all things, put on charity. Love cover a multitude of sin tonight. And when we put on the garment, the garment of the spirit of heaviness, it'll make a difference in your church. Amen. Listen, right here, guys, ain't no good. I've seen it, you've seen it. I know it is coming to them. They're getting what they deserve. God help me not to say that. It may be me. It may be. It might be me in the ditch next week. It might be me in jail or here or whatever it might be. God help me to love people and show them that it could be me. And wrap yourself in the garment of heaviness when people are in need around you.
Amen.
I talked to a little old CNA today. Love, boy, she just, we got to talk about church. I said, thank God he's going to let us be a little part of a little old church down there that loves people. We ain't much, we're just trying to glorify God, that's all we're trying to do. She said, she goes to church, she's proud of her church, she talked about her pastor and the ministry they have. But she said, I'm knitting throes to put over people. I told her about the food giveaway and the clothing giveaway. She said, could I make you maybe some throws for maybe you have any elder in your church, and or would there be a need there that I could help you a little bit? I said, well, glory to God, sis. I said, make two or three. I'd be honored to take them down there and let somebody take care of them and give to the needy. Hey, tonight, beloved, it ain't all about Lick Creek. It ain't all about this or that. It's about giving God honor and giving God glory. I know what she was wrapped in. I knew what surrounded her. And yet she was glad to be saved and part of the family of God. But she is, I told her we had more Sunday than we ever had in a year. Probably she said the same thing. But yet she still had a heart because of her ability to do something a little extra to help somebody in their cold and their depressing days.
Amen.
It's a lot of things you got to put off. Not put it off, but put it off. Put off. Put off anger. Put off malice. Put off all these other things that are unlike God. Put off the old man. And you put on the new man, who is in the image of God, who is in the image of Christ. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Why? Because they were Christ-like. They put on Christ. They put on the new man. We got a lot of put-ons. But I want to put on the right thing, don't you?
Amen.
And the thing about it is, Brother Willard, I know, you know, everybody knows, most people knows a put-on, but I guarantee you, beloved, we might know a lot of put-ons or maybe a few put-ons. I know, praise God, them that's put on the real thing, and when they got the garment of salvation and wrapped in the robe of righteousness and the garment for them that's low and down there in sorrow and in trouble and different things. We've got the message of brokenhearted. We've got the message of setting the captive free. We've got the message to open them that's loosed in prison. And if you do that, if you put on the right thing, you'll have the Spirit of God of deliverance in your life. You got to put it on. I guess tonight, Abby, the thought of the message would be, put off the old things, put on the new things. Let me say it like this. You don't put new wine in an old bottle. Why is that? It'll bust. You can't put on and act like a Christian. I mean, you can, but it won't last. You don't have it in you. to continue in the things of God, because you don't have the Spirit of God indwelling you. But if you've got the Spirit of God dwelling inside your heart, hey, some things, brother and sister, that's a whole lot easier to put on than that bunch of put-ons. I'm saying tonight, guys, I'm not talking about working. I'm talking about and different things. I'm talking about this love and this scripture and His word. Just wrap yourself in it. Wrap yourself up in the garment in this old 66 Bible right here. I see a quilt tonight. It's got 66 pieces. They're sewed together. They ain't a shim in them. Just like the house of God. We're sewed together. They ain't a shim in us. Wrap yourself up in this garment right here. And brother, there'll be times with heaviness and sadness. And you need the beauty. You need the oil of joy for your ashes. God will have to what you need to wrap you up in it. Amen. And you know what it'll do? You know what it'll do? I'll use my wife for an example. I ain't talking about being nothing silly or nothing. I just snuggle right up close to her and say, "Hun, give me some of that cover. I'm chipped." So that's what I said to Gene a while ago, operating off the same quilt pattern. I said, "Gene, cover me right here, will you?" You know what he said? Be honored to. You know why? Because he's wrapped right.
Yeah.
He's wrapped right. You tonight that are here tonight, I believe you're here tonight because you're wrapped right. But I'm not fussing at nobody. I'm just trying to get everybody on the same wave. I'm trying to get everybody on the same mind and the same motive. Hey, tonight, the church, no doubt, God's going to bless us and help us and grow us. But like that tree that the wind is waving them limbs and them leaves up there, and just like God, the leaves is blowing. You know what I believe they're doing? I believe they're saying, "Hello, Jesus, good morning, Lord." When the wind comes by the trees, and that's the way it is when it operates down the house of God. I mean, the robe and the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness, and brother, wrapped up, brother, in the meekness and love and all them things that goes with that, putting off and putting on. When you get it all together, I tell you what it'll be something that'll give God praise and give Him honor and give Him glory. But it's those things you got to put off before you can put this on. Well, I'm going to close tonight with this. I mean, please don't misunderstand me, but I try to wear clothes to kind of match. I tell them, I say, "Lose this clash." And I think that means, does it look good together? But I've learned over the years it means it don't look good together.
Clash means don't match.
Well, I don't really know much about that. But I want your church to be clothed right. I want your church to have the right garment on. I mean, you got enough sense to know if somebody just walked in the back door that lost their wife or lost their loved one, lost their husband out there, and lost their so on and so forth. You're not going to meet them at the door with all cheerful and all joy and how God's blessed you and and come look at my new car. You got more sense than that, surely. We ought to know how to approach people. Jesus did. When He walked the seas of Galilee, He had something that nobody else ever had. He cast out demons. He opened the blinded eyes. He done many great things. He was and is the Son of God. But let's have the right spirit and the right things wrapped to wrap us up in. And if we'll operate like that, we'll have the strength of God. And if we don't, we just simply won't have it. I've seen put-ons my whole life. At work, at church, it's something about a put on. Don't don't do much for me. I like to see the real thing, don't you?
Amen.
I mean, put on the things of God. If we've got the garment of, if we've got the robe of righteousness and the wrapped in the righteousness of God, we'll see those things at the church at Colossae. We'll see that there's been a lot of things put off. A lot of things put off. And a lot of new things put on. And when the new's put on, you'll be able to be a blessing and a help to somebody else. I saw singers get up and just put on a show. But I saw singers get up, boy, and they're wrapped in the love of God. Boy, and you can see it. And I'm saying tonight, guys, just put off the old things and put on the new. And if we put on the new, which is wrapped in the image of Christ and the things of God, we'll have the right garment at the right time. We'll know what to say and when to say it, and when to speak, when not to speak, when to love, when to refrain. You'll learn these things of God through this big old 66-piece quilt I've got here. A quilt wrapped with love. Just stand to our feet tonight. When I was thinking about this message today, I thought this and I thought that, but I want to have the mind of Christ to be a blessing and a help to somebody, to get them wrapped right. Lou will tell you, we've been married for a long time. And I've tried for years and years and years to wrap a Christmas present. I ain't no good. I can't fold them things right. I can't. Boy, she makes it pretty, look store-bought. I take the end of it and wad it up and put tape on it, pooched out. But I don't want to be wrapped like that in my Christian life. I want to get wrapped right, and the old stuff go away and the new stuff come along, boy, and every crease be in place. I said, Lou, what are you in them church for? Just hang them up. You're not going down there preaching looking like that. But think about this. It's not about her. She's thinking about me. She must be. It's like when you do what you do for others, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for them. We got the privilege of preaching up to nursing home yesterday. And the older people just crying and raising their hands. And I had a good time. They give me another appointment. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Try to go through the doors when they open them. Brother Dallas started with me about a week or so ago, and they hit me out in the parking lot. Dallas said, I thought she's preaching it too. I said, I didn't open the door, they did. Just let God use you. Don't kick the door down. Just listen for opportunities. And then what'll happen? You get a piece of this quilt. You ought to wrap you in it, and he'll use you. Anything before we dismiss? Buck, don't forget to turn your clock up Saturday night. Spring forward. It's this Saturday night. Spring forward and fall back. Anything before we dismiss? Appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate all of you out in the parking lot, those that are tuned in by microwave or Facebook. And the church website. A lot of waves in there, ain't they? Brother Robert, you care to dismiss us in prayer tonight?